Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. Your whole heart. These 40 days mirror the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert, where he fasted and he prayed to his Father who sees all things, who knows all the things that we carry, the burdens that we face, the struggles, the sacrifices, the sins in us, and often divided hearts, that he doesn't have our whole heart. But even Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness, in the desert, mirror the 40 days or 40 years that the people of Israel had wandered. And see, God had delivered them out of Egypt. But they had been there for 430 years. They had taken on false ideas, false practices, false gods. So now that God got them out of Egypt, he had to get Egypt out of them. Little by little, they had to learn how to trust him. Little by little, they had to learn the right practices, who to worship, so that they could come to him with their whole heart, not half of it, not a quarter of it, but that they would wholeheartedly worship the Lord their God who cared for them. Here we are at the beginning of Lent, but we always begin with the end in mind. We have to begin with the goal in mind. It's fitting that this Lenten season begins in the heat of the Olympics. It's like there's no Olympic athlete who says, I don't know how I got here. Like I just sort of stumbled onto this podium. They would be able to tell you exactly how they got there. Maybe there was a little bit of luck involved, but they'd tell you, no, I've been training for this a really long time. My whole life has been committed to this. My relationships have changed because of it. I eat differently because of it. I train, I'm disciplined, I rest differently than other people. And I have given myself entirely to this endeavor. And I find myself on this podium because I've worked hard. And I've had a community of people around me to support me. So at the beginning of this Lenten season, we need to ask, what's the goal? What's the purpose of it all? We're journeying to that beautiful day that we call Good Friday, where Jesus lays down his life for us. And journeying especially to Easter Sunday, where miracle of miracles, Jesus rises from the grave, defying all odds, that death cannot hold him down. But the pattern of the Christian life looks like the pattern of Jesus' own life, that there's a dying and a rising that has to happen again and again and again, that I die to my own will, my own selfish will. I die to my own sins. I die to the world of the flesh. I die to the things that keep me stuck here. And we do that by prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. That we go to our inner room, to our Father who sees in secret, and we give him the desires of our heart. We give him the hurts that we're currently facing, the sacrifices that we have, the crosses that we carry, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. That we fast, that we give up even good things. Not just fasting from sinful things, but I give up even good things so that I learn to rely on the Lord. That I'm not going to be totally caught up in the world of the flesh, Lord. I'm going to surrender this to you. And in the hunger pains, I'm going to cling to you. And to give alms, to be a blessing to other people. Our lives are not our own. Our lives are meant to be gifted to others, to the people in our lives and the people in need. And in these 40 days, there's a lot of dying to myself that needs to happen so that Jesus can rise in me. And we're given this ultimate goal. We're reminded once again this Ash Wednesday, remember and don't forget. Remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. It's so crazy that we come here for ashes. We should be coming for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, right? But there's this great reminder and we need not forget it. To remember that we are dust and to dust we shall return. Our lives are so very fragile. The breath that fills your lungs is truly in the hands of God. So we take on ashes as a reminder of where we're going. To remember that we are dust and to dust we shall return. But the hope of rising comes to bear. That on Easter Sunday, Jesus breaks the bonds of death so that we might live with him forever. You and I will die in this world, but we will live forever with him in the next. And the pattern of this Lent has to be the dying and rising that happens in us. whatever we carry into Ash Wednesday, we need to surrender it to the Lord. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart.